Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia Commission rates, what pros should know about 2026 seller costs. A new breakdown reveals what Georgia home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission and where agents can add value on fees. Understanding current commission expectations helps Georgia agents position their services and communicate value in a shifting fee landscape. Review the full 2026 Georgia Commission analysis at the source link to inform your next listing conversation. Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County assessment notices, mid-June mailing on schedule. The Fulton County Board of Assessors plans to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need timely assessment data to advise clients on property valuations, tax appeals, and transaction timing in Georgia's largest county. Monitor/FultonAssessor.org/ for exact mailing dates and appeal deadlines. Georgia real estate headlines. Douglas County building permits and inspections protecting GA real estate transactions. The Douglas County Building Permits and Inspections Department safeguards citizens from hazards of faulty design and construction. GA real estate professionals should verify permit and inspection status in Douglas County to protect clients from undisclosed construction risks and potential liability. Review current permit and inspection records at https://www.douglascountyga.gov/224/building-permits-inspections before closing transactions in Douglas County. Georgia agent commission rates, new data by city from Calibri Real Estate School. Calibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates across Georgia cities to show how much agents actually earn. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents negotiate competitively and set realistic income expectations in their markets. Review the city-by-city commission breakdown at the link below. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Georgia's average real estate commission at 5.66%. Georgia agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified local data when discussing value with clients. Review the full Georgia commission breakdown at hlistwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Georgia/. Georgia Real Estate Updates, Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office Updates Property Ownership Database for GA Real Estate Pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. GA real estate professionals can access verified ownership and valuation data to inform transactions, appraisals, and market analysis in one of the state's largest counties. Review current parcel data at the source URL to verify ownership and assessed values before your next Gwinnett County deal. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia Assessors Portal centralizes parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 counties. Georgia Assessors provides a single portal linking to all Georgia County websites for online parcel, tax digest, and GIS data searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number. Real estate professionals across GA can quickly access property assessment records, sales comparables, and tax exemption data to support valuations, transactions, and client advisory work. Bookmark this portal to streamline property research across every Georgia county. https://www.qpublic.net/vassessors/loadpage.php/loaded1. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Georgia agents, how commission splits and rates work in your market. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission in Georgia, how splits work, who pays, and strategies for negotiating rates, plus tools like commission calculators. Understanding commission structures helps Georgia real estate professionals maximize earnings and stay competitive as industry trends shift. Review the full commission breakdown and calculator tools at the source link to sharpen your negotiation approach. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some GA jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.